Let's start our interviews. Ryan, we're chatting first up with Patrick Payne. Morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Andy. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Patrick.
Patrick, Hassan Eagle, he's been a horse that seemingly to mine has been around for ages, but each time he comes up and you aim towards the Gold Coast, he just runs well.
He's done a great job, yeah. We went up to the Gold Coast a couple of years ago and he exceeded expectations a little bit. Like, you know, I thought a $1 million race might be a little bit beyond him, but anyway, he got there and got the job done and he just keeps coming back sort of year after year. He's very sound, tries really hard, like, you know. When you get him right and he's in his right race, he'll give you a great run for your money.
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. As Andrew said, he seems to have been around for a long time. I went back through his form last night, Andrew. He actually ran fifth in a Group 1 Coolmore Sprint behind Brazen Bow back in 2014. Jeez. So he's been around a while, but his first up run, Patrick, an absolute blinder at Flemington.
Yeah, he's normally very good fresh, but nowadays he's sort of slowed up a little bit. So more think he's sort of like at least 1,200 metres or 1,400 or even a mile now, we think. So he won the Mildura Cup at the end of his last preparation. So he did a really good job to like first up to run on really well to run third over 1,100 metres. Like he was sort of struggling mid-race, but he sort of kept coming and coming. So 1,200 metres would be better today, but I would think 1,400 would be much better even next time.
Okay. How much did he cost? How much did Joe O'Neill pay for him, Patrick? Because he's won over $1 million now. He's a seven-year-old and he's still going great guns.
He bought him for about $40,000 Magic Millions Elf in Adelaide.
Yeah, no, it's a fair return on the investment, isn't it? A tough task today, to be fair, Patrick, up against Elise, who's resuming in a very much in-form Phil Swoop. What are you expecting from Hassan Eagle?
No huge expectations. As I said, like he's very good first up. He's going into second up just 2 weeks later. So you would think that could be a little bit of a dull run for him. Like it doesn't affect all, but he puts a fair bit into his first up run. So I wouldn't think it'd be too much. It's pretty much like let's hope he wins and runs really well. But pretty much it's a stepping stone for him going to the Gold Coast 2 weeks time.
Fair enough. And your other runner today here at Randwick is, do I pronounce it correctly, Patrick Zizis? Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, look, she's a really good filly, this, and I think she's the weight horse of the race. Can Talia Hope claim the full three?
I questioned that myself, and I even said to her, hey, just put down, you're going to claim, you know, one or two, but she's very confident she's going to claim the full three and ride at 52 kilos.
She will, and I think she's a sneaky chance at odds here because most of her form's been in stakes races. She won the Adelaide Magic Millions earlier this year, and she's an underrated filly, Patrick.
And she ran fifth last time in a listed race. I don't know, Craig Williams, he thought she had clear range, she might have won. I'm not sure whether he's looking through rose-coloured glass or not, but anyway, she could have at least finished like a length too close, so you sort of add that to your form. But she's going really well, but I would think she'll just need a race to clean out. Like she's very good, she's a very good doer and that sort of stuff. She's had a bit of a freshen up, so I would think she'll need a race to bring her on for 2 weeks' time in the Gold Coast.
And for our listeners who probably don't know her that well, she's got good gate speed, hasn't she, Patrick? So she can take advantage of that inside gate two today?
She's very chuckle. She can. But sort of first up, I'll have a bit of a break. You know, I think we'd probably ride a little bit conservative today.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And just two runners back home, Patrick, at Mooney Valley, JJ Dar in race three and Casa de Lago in race five.
Yeah, JJR, she ran really well first up. She's going pretty well. We're sort of still finding out her level. She doesn't sort of work that flash at home, so we sort of need to see her where she sort of fits in race day. So a bit of an assessment run, but I wouldn't be surprised if she's an each-way chance to run the first four. Casa de Lago, she won first up. She's going from 1,200 metres to a mile, which most trainers are a little bit sceptical about, but she was probably ready for a 1,400 metres first up, so I wouldn't worry about that. And she seems to be going really well.
Two good chances there. Two good chances at Randwick. Patrick, the stable's really having a good trot at the moment, so hope it continues this afternoon. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.
Thank you. Good luck.
And I've got to ask you one thing, Patrick. You've now a trainer. You used to be a jockey. Jockeys don't look through rose-coloured glasses, do they?
He might have gone.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. Oh, he's hung up on me. Jockeys don't look through rose-coloured glasses, do they, Ray?
I guess we all do sometimes. I tell you what, Andrew, Patrick Payne, if he was 3 or 4 kilos lighter, I reckon, would be one of the all-time great jockeys. Gee, he had great balance for a man who was probably too tall to be a jockey originally and a great career. Yeah. Some of these rides on Tie the Knot and Northerly, gee, they were special.